Hey everyone. So this was a live video interview that I had done with Cheryl Baglin in Florida this past weekend. I went down there to help run the Jeanette Lee Legacy Foundation tournament. That was a fundraiser for her legacy fund. And during this interview, I was joined with Cheryl Baglin, who asked quite a few of the questions. I asked a few of them as well, but we did an interview of Kelly Fisher, Allison Fisher, Jeanette Lee, Mika Immonen, and Lori John Jones. So quite the all-star panel of women pool players and Mika. So I didn't really know how to do this the best way, so I decided just to keep it simple and release this as a podcast. The audio, as you can tell, is not always the best. We are doing this in a very loud pool room with about 150 people in it. So we did our best to try to make this as audible as possible, and I figured it's better to release this as is than not release it at all because the audio wasn't great. So I hope you guys are still going to enjoy this. It is, like I said, it's a little bit tough to hear, but I wanted to release it still. Before I guess I get into that, tomorrow I'm releasing this for full disclosure on the 12th. Tomorrow we are going to be doing a live Facebook interview. So if you get to this podcast right away, make sure to tune in tomorrow to the Cue It Up podcast page around 11, between probably 11 and, well, we'll say 10:30 and 11:30 Central American time. We are going to be doing a live Facebook interview, and hopefully we're going to have Margaret Fefalova, Yana Holiday, Kelly Fisher, and Wojtek Szewczyk that are going to swing by fresh off of the World Cup of Pool. Unfortunately, all four of those players are eliminated already. But I wanted to get them on and just get their take as to how the World Cup of Pool went. Of course, it's still ongoing as I record this. But I wanted to kind of get their ideas on how it went and what it was like in the arena, you know, what they're taking away from it, what they were doing going into it, and just basically bring them all on and have a good discussion about the World Cup of Pool. I'm going to be joined with Mike Howerton and I think Rob Hovick, so we're going to have quite the panel of people for that live show. And if you would like to catch it live, you're going to be able to catch it live on the Cue It Up Network Facebook page, just like always. I guess with that, I will just get right into this interview. I will have more announcements tomorrow, but I guess, yeah, here you go. Here's the interviews.
That's delicious.
Oh, rub it in, yeah.
Rich, are you drinking tea?
Davis.
Yeah.
Rich,
how are you feeling?
Table number nine.
Table number 10. Hey, Cheryl.
Yes.
What's up with Jeanette Jabbar?
Aaron, table number 10.
Well, you didn't tell me she'd
know. I was told not to. I was with her and she said, don't you tell Kelly. Okay.
Yeah. So I believe, right?
So I couldn't say anything.
Colin McDowell.
Look at your man crush, Allie. Allie, can you see?
Where?
Can you see it? With Nate?
Can she not see?
No. Oh, there he is!
Hey! Hey, Allie! What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Look at you!
Hi, Kevin! Hi!
How are you guys doing? When are you playing?
We don't play till the day after tomorrow, Tuesday.
You're looking sporty.
Thank you. We're looking good, aren't we?
Who you got first round?
Oh, just the Philippines.
Who?
Just the Philippines.
Philippines, oh.
It's all right.
I could have been a better draw, but hey,
yeah,
it is what it
is.
Hey, you got to take it back at some point. Might as well start first round.
That's right. It could have been a better draw for them, too.
Well, you know, hey, I like getting tough draws early because, you know, later on, they're not as easy to beat. You get them all in the beginning, you know, they've been... You guys got the best chance now. Right. Take him down. I'll be rooting for you guys.
Thank you.
We're here at the Jeanette Lee thing. So anyway, I gotta go play. They called my match. All right. Love you guys.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hey. Good luck, ladies. All right, here you go. Here's Nate. I've seen you play Kelly a lot lately. You know, just see all over the place. All right. Well, see you guys soon. Okay. Kick some ass.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you're stuck with me again.
Are we just about ready, or dear, or?
Yeah, we're. Well, this is all live. Yeah.
Are we live now?
No. Yeah, whenever. Cheryl, get us started. Talk to us.
Are we ready?
I think so.
We've been ready. We're born ready.
Of course we're born ready.
I'm waiting for you to stop moving, dear.
Oh. Is this better?
Yes, yes.
Am I making you nervous?
Yes. You're quite a handful to deal with, dear.
I know. Talk to Allie and Kelly.
All right. Happy Saturday, ladies. You are live from the UK. Now, stop it. Let's just take a moment, Nate, and just take a moment right now. We have pool royalty on our hands. Right here, right now. These women have so many accolades that if I had a list, the pages would probably be turned into a book. The point is, Kelly Quickfire Fisher, Allison, the Duchess of Doom, Fisher, are live with us from the UK. Why? The World Cup doubles. Ladies, happy Saturday and a happy Mother's Day, Allison, in advance.
Well, thank you. Nice to talk to you. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. Missing you both.
Just nice to see you.
Kelly, always a pleasure. So tell us, how did this all start?
Well, it started on a Zoom call, didn't it? On International Women's Day. And Emily Fraser from Matchroom put it out there. I was thinking about making an England B team. How would you guys like to play together? And that's how it started.
And here we are.
And here we are. And irony in all this, it's Mother's Day weekend, so we're still sticking to the women's theme.
So, I love that. Yeah.
Right?
Mother's
right?
out there.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day. All the thing is, Shannon, we don't play till Tuesday.
But still. But think about it. You get a little break. Have you guys been practicing at all?
Yeah, we've been hitting some balls downstairs. You get 2 half-hour sessions a day. And in between, we've been doing some interviews for Matchroom and for the event. Drinking lots of cups of tea because we're British.
That's right.
And eating some chocolate while we're in England.
Yeah. Mm. Bring some back to the U.S., ladies. So, hold on. Sorry about that. Little feedback. I'm just announcing matches. Sorry, guys. So, you guys have traveled the world for many, many decades together. What does this mean to you guys now?
Well, do you want to say something?
No,
I think it's the first time we've actually got to play together on the same team. You know, normally we're competing against each other, so it's really nice to be able to be on the same team and support each other, because we're very good friends away from the table too.
And
we actually played in the Queen's Cup many years ago.
We did.
Yeah,
we did.
It was a team.
East versus West.
East versus West. In the Philippines we played. And it was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun.
It's much more fun like this. It's dynamic.
So I'm sure that this week will be fun too. So and we're playing against the Philippines, so that's a little ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are iconic in the pool world. Just iconic. So this is only fitting that you guys are able to play together as good friends. Does it bring back any memories for you guys? Great memories, of course. Any pool memories?
Well, I think of the ones she's just talked about. I mean, being in the Philippines. The ones that I forgot, being in the Philippines part. That was really good fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Because we had, I think we had Vivian, didn't we? We had Jasmine on our team.
Me, you, Vivian, and Jasmine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
So that's, again, like it's a different dynamic than playing for yourself.
Yeah. Now, are you guys in a stadium, per se, or is it there's no fans or anything? Is it like Moscone Cup, Allie?
No, it's quiet here. There's no fans allowed in. We're still in the bubble.
Yeah.
And we are quite actually playing in a stadium, so to speak. Out back here, you can see out of our room. But when we actually go into the arena, it'll be inside the stadium somewhere. We're not sure. We haven't been into the arena yet.
Yeah.
It's the same place as the CLP was played.
Yeah.
Excellent. Championship. And Allie, have you been able to, you haven't really, I mean, Kelly's been on the scene playing almost everything. Where have you been, Alison Fisher?
I've been in hiding in a secret location in North Carolina.
In paradise.
In paradise. Yes. No, actually, I haven't competed since Canada a year ago last January. So this would be fun to dust the queue off and see what's there.
Yeah, your last event was the Ashton Twins Classic, in which you won. Correct. That event.
Yes.
Have you made any changes? Like, you played with carbon fiber. Are you making any changes to, since that year ago, making any changes?
I feel like you've got inside information there, Cheryl, when you asked that question.
Yeah. I think so, too. I'm using back to wood shaft again now, my own cue.
No.
So, and shortened it up a bit, so we'll see what happens.
Now, what do you think that does for your game? Obviously, yes, you play with Alison Fisher Cue.
Because she's laughing at me. I might end up playing with her cue.
Maybe.
We'll see what it does. I've got a shorter shaft, and I'm experimenting, really, because I'm 5'4". You know, I think using a shorter cue is right for me. So I'm just going through the whole finding that perfect cue.
And Kelly, what about you? You're still playing with the stain?
It's been 10 years she's been talking about this. What did you say, Cheryl? Sorry.
Are you still playing with your same equipment that you've been playing for? I remember during Ghost, prior
Cheryl,
to the competitive.
I've not even changed my piece of chalk or changed my tip.
That should tell you something.
I've had the same tip for 2 years now.
Yeah.
But she's got a secret length extension piece on her kit.
I've had that for.
I know, but you're going longer, I'm going shorter.
Yeah, I've got a little extension, a 2-inch extension, but I had that when I won the World Championship, so I've had that over 2 years, 2 years now.
Yeah. Now, Kelly, have you really haven't, competitively played, either one of you, or how does that feel to finally step away from Ghost and play competitively?
What the heck? I was going to say, what the heck is the VG event? Come on, that's competition.
But it's
no, she's just come off the championship league, Cheryl, where she beat a lot of the top men in the world. Were you not present?
I was not present during that. I'm very sorry.
How many matches did you play in that? There's a match room event only, a month ago?
Yeah. I was here in Milton Keynes, same place.
22 matches, 21 matches.
But she beat Niels, Ralph, Suquet, who else? Albin Ocean. Yeah,
she beat the heck out of Niels.
Yeah, she beat a lot of top names there.
Yeah. So I think, if I remember right, I think you were 3-1 against Niels. I think you played him 4 times. I think you beat him 3 times.
2-2.
No. Now we can say 4-1.
Yeah, we can say 3-1.
Yeah.
He's not here. So.
Yeah.
Not in this room.
Now this
don't let facts get in the way of a good story.
Fair enough. So this is my next question for you guys, and this is super important. Anything you'd like to say to your fans? Because people are all over the world, they're looking forward to watching, the Brit team go at it. So anything you need to say or want to say to your fans, because they're really what's it's really about.
Well, just thank you for your support over the years, but for us to come together and it's a historical moment. I think just thank you for tuning in and for your support. And hopefully it'll encourage and inspire other women and juniors to play and pick up the game.
Absolutely. And same from me, other than just like to add, hopefully, like Ali says, to get more women and kids involved. Thanks for your support. And hopefully we can do some damage.
That's the deal. I mean, go Team Brit. I mean, I'm Team Fisher. Fisher strong. I've been saying that, and I mean it. Because you guys are two iconic and some of the most talented females in the world today. And not only that, it brings to true of why we're here today, too, for Jeanette Lee. Anything you'd like to say to Jeanette Lee? She is here with us today.
Yeah, we miss you, Jeanette, and we're rooting for you and praying for you. And we're glad you're there today to feel that support from everyone around you, and we wish you well too.
Yes. Absolutely. And I think, you know, the whole pool world has been fantastic in how they have supported and shown Jeanette the love, and I know she appreciates that, but I've said it from day one, if anybody's going to beat this, it will be Jeanette. She's a strong woman, and I'd like to send her all our love and prayers also.
Absolutely. And ladies, from the bottom of my heart, play well. Come on, Team Brit. Nate?
I got a couple questions. Kelly, you lost your Facebook profile, and that was absolutely tragic, and it was terrible timing. Tell us about your new apparel company that you just signed with.
Oh, thanks, Nate. Yeah, it's just tragic about my Facebook. I'm still trying to get it back, and Matchroom even trying to help me now to get it back, so fingers crossed. In the zone, I've just signed a new deal with In the Zone, and they very kindly and really happy, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
They've designed and made the shirts for us.
Ladies.
So we've got
and you'll talk.
I'll come back
here.
To that,
mate. Hello, my lady.
Hi, how are you, love?
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for doing this, and thank you for your things that you donated, to help raise money. I love you guys.
We love you too.
You too.
So. Hope, how are you feeling? I hope you're feeling really all the love from everybody. You can, isn't it? It's unbelievable.
I am, and I feel. I mean. How do I get this thing on? I don't look like I'm really sick, right?
No, not really.
So I'm trying. I'm trying to get through this. I've got 4 out of 6. How many people is that have gone through this on our tour?
I don't know. I'm not sure. There's been a few, haven't there?
Yeah. I mean, there's Janet, you.
Yeah.
Me, but I don't know who else. But we're all fighters.
You'll be, absolutely. You're right. Like I said earlier, you're a very strong woman, and I know
you can do it.
Absolutely, no doubt.
It's so weird that stage 4, that it had spread so many areas. I mean, it was up here. It was up in my neck, and I had lymph nodes up in my armpit. I mean, it was like that close to reaching my brain. I mean, it was just, it was crazy. When I'm in the hospital, I was hospitalized 3 times in the 6 months prior to that. Well, in the year prior to that, I was in a really bad way about a year before that in the hospital, and when Gene decided to give everyone my phone number and said, reach out, Well, he meant well, but he was like, if you guys wanted to cheer her up, send her a nice message, she's at this hospital, here's the phone number. I'm like,
I bet you could have helped him.
he meant well, but I'm sleeping there laying down in the hospital, and then ding, bing, bing, ding, bing. And I'm like, what is going on? All right, anyway, who is this?
That's Nate from Cue It Up Network.
Hello, thank you so much, Nate. I'm sorry.
Say something to your fans.
It's all good.
I didn't even get to say hello to you before I just started talking to my ladies here.
Oh, it's all good. I suppose Kelly and Allison can take priority over me. I suppose I can handle that.
They're my sisters. We are warrior sisters. So, where are you guys?
We're in Milton Keynes in England, playing in the World Cup of Pool doubles against the men.
Yes, that's how you do it.
That's
how you do it.
This is Fisher.
We've only drawn the Philippines. Don't worry.
Yeah, you met with drawn the Philippines.
Did you?
We play them on Tuesday, the against Team Philippines, Jeffrey De Luna and Ravel Gomez.
Cool. Good luck.
Thank you.
Their butt. You'll kick
That's
their butt.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you take care of yourself and that strength, and everybody's showing you the love, and we send our love and prayers and thoughts.
Thank you. I'm feeling it, and hopefully, well, you guys have my number, so we can always stay in touch that way. I did go a while there where I was very overwhelmed, and I was just kind of having a hard time. But now I'm starting to get caught up where I can communicate back and forth. So if you guys reach out, I'll definitely be able to respond to you. I've got so much support here, and so it's allowed me the freedom to just focus on healing. So that's good. And hopefully I'll get to see you next year.
All right.
That would be great. Thank you. Yes. Bye. Bye.
Such a fighter.
So
I know.
Indeed.
Unbelievable.
Indeed.
So
I love you.
So Kelly, tell us about your new apparel then. You were on about that.
Basically, Adults Feels Weird. Now, talking about that, they make the shirts for us, and like I said, it's a new sponsorship deal of time. He's a great guy. Their clothing line is really, really cool, actually, and it's In The Zone Apparel, In The Zone Sportswear.com. And he made these for us, but we've not only got this color, we've got three different colors. We've got a blue and a white with the same kind of thing, but the colors turned around. So they're really cool. So we need to win three matches.
I was going to say, you're telling me you're going to make it to at least the semis.
That's what you're telling me. We've got to win two matches, play three matches, so we can wear all the colors we've got sitting here.
We come prepared.
Well, if you're gonna make it that deep, you might as well just snap it off. I mean, if you're going to go that deep already.
Wear it twice, not a problem.
And I will say that those shirts look amazing on you both. You guys look amazing. So yes. Just saying. Nate, anything we should say in closing to these fantastic ladies that have done a lot for our industry and pool today?
Oh, well, I mean, as somebody who's trying to put the effort into growing the game, I mean, thank you too so much for the continued work that you guys do in the game. It's I mean, of course, Kelly, you're still playing all the time, and Allison, you haven't played quite as much in the last few years, but you stay involved with the game and you help grow for the next generation of both ladies as well as the men as well. So it's I guess just thank you guys so much for continuously being involved in the industry and making the job a little easier on the rest of us trying to kind of be that next generation of people growing the game.
And honestly, it's an honor, and I feel blessed to be in the presence of royalty, pool royalty, as always, ladies. Anything you want to say in closing, ladies?
Well, thanks to everybody. Thanks for having us, guys. And have a great fundraiser for Jeanette. Wish you could be there.
Yep.
Thanks to the fans and everybody watching. And I want to stick around to watch us playing this event and hopefully do all right.
And one more thing. How can we watch you guys play on Tuesday?
You can download that app and watch it on that. I think it's $20 for the month or $99 for the year. But you can watch all the snooker box on it. So that's a way to watch us. And I think it's we play at 12 o'clock on Tuesday, which is 7 o'clock Eastern time. Sorry about that, everyone.
A bit early for America. We might be wrong. That's what it's looking like.
Listen, fish are strong, ladies, and do well and play well and bring home the gold or the cup.
We're gonna have fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, ladies. And again, it's an honor to be in your presence. Thank you for all
that
you do.
Thank you. Take care, everyone. Have a great fundraiser.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Cheryl.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Kelly. Bye, Alec.
Bye.
This is exciting. Oh, my God. I am a big fan of LJ.
Hi. There she is.
I'm spazzing a little bit, like figuring this out.
Well, you're doing great.
I can't hear her, by the way.
I am chilling.
I can't hear her.
Can you hear me?
I have no headphones to hear her.
Oh, nice.
I need to be able to hear my
LJ.
Only good friends call me LJ, Cheryl. Thank you.
You told me I could call you that.
I did. I said that. That's why I love when people are comfortable call, you know, enough to call me that.
I love you. I'm the biggest fan ever of yours.
Well, thank you.
Happy Mother's Day, LJ, by the way.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm so exhausted right now. I've been like in the sun all day with my kids, and I'm going to be in the sun all day tomorrow too with them. Oh well. So, Nate, smile. You look like you're
It's nice to see you. Well, I don't see you.
Yes, I know. I know.
Like the fans to see you.
Why don't we have a picture of LJ?
Yes. Go ahead. You could.
So
you
can.
Look, I did my hair for this, okay?
We can't see you, but
can you not?
On the bottom.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Start video. Hey.
There is the.
There we go.
Hi. There she is.
Yes. I'm laying on. I'm on my daughter's couch right now.
Well, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Are we live yet, or?
Oh, we're live.
Okay. Now. Okay.
Hello. 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 I have to do my hair. Hold on.
Okay. You do your hair.
This is why it's bad. Go ahead.
We are live from the Jeanette Lee Black Widow Open Benefit Tournament. And Nate?
What I do?
LJ, WPBA's one of the classiest, best pool players ever to be a part of the pool community for a number of years, is
I
joined
love her.
Us.
Oh,
she's joined us right now. LJ, welcome aboard. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Thank you, guys.
So, tell us, where have you been? You got the league room, right?
Where have I been? Where have I not been?
Tell us how you really feel.
So I know, really. So I have spent the past few months, actually I spent a lot of time in Kentucky, which was on the border of West Virginia. So I have been I didn't get a chance, and I was sad. I didn't get a chance to go to the league room because he's about I think Parkersburg, West Virginia is about two and a half hours from where I was. But I did play at a place called, I love this. How unique is this? It's called, the name of the pool hall is the pool hall.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, in Huntington.
It's genius.
Only in the South.
It's genius.
And it was in Huntington, West Virginia. And it was Tony Lovejoy actually owns it. And it was so much, let me just tell you, it brought such joy to me to go back to the old, you know, like the old guys who come in every single day, you know?
I bet you made their day.
We had so much fun. Then they made my day. I made their day. They made my day. We played we picked pills, and like the two lows were partners and the two highs were partners, and we played Scotch Doubles One Pocket. It was hysterical. That's loved it.
Look at
them. Yeah.
So that's the only have you been playing at all? No, not really.
I watched your run on about 50,000 people in Wisconsin for a while now.
Did you?
Thank you, Nate.
I got the Sharker a few times.
You spent time with LJ and didn't tell me?
I did.
We were he did.
We were like best friends for like 4 minutes.
So
we were in Wisconsin.
So let's talk about something important. Are you excited that the WPBA has announced in September what?
We're playing again.
We're playing. We have a definite. We have Iowa, and we are and I don't know if they have announced it yet, but we're working on Biloxi. Also, at the end of September, we'll have two in September.
Nice.
Two in September. I mean, that's you know, yeah.
And are you gonna play, ma'am?
Oh yeah.
Excellent.
Oh yeah. Of course I will.
I mean,
of course I will. It's been like what, a year and a half,
yes.
2 years. It feels like forever.
Yes. And then, you know, we had WPBA Ghost, and that was fantastic for viewers all over it. But now it's so great. Don't you agree to get back to competitive play again?
I'm so ready.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I think everyone is so hungry to play pool. I think it's good for the leagues. It's good for the pros. It's good. Everyone is just ready to play.
And I think for the fans, too. I honestly believe so.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know?
Miss us.
They do. They miss you.
They miss seeing this face. Yes.
Absolutely.
Can you blame them?
Yeah. So, for Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Plans for Mother's Day.
My children are just. I'm going to be at my daughter's house in South Carolina, and they're all coming over. And I don't quite know what we're doing. I know we're going to play some. We are a mean family of games. That's all I can tell you. We will play every game
like
that is available.
Them?
No.
Like Chinese.
No.
Chinese. What is
no.
it? Chinese
like
checkers.
Like exploding kittens.
Stop it. Stop.
It is a great game.
A great
it
game.
Is the best game.
Exploding kittens?
Exploding kittens.
No.
You're out of the cool kids.
If you have not played Exploding Kittens, you have to play it. It is hysterical.
Adults are talking.
Yeah, really. Go.
Sorry.
Nate says go, Cheryl.
So this is another thing that I would like to bring up. And what would you like to tell your fans? I mean, the viewers out there, you know, especially now.
What, you, Nate, you're a fan?
Yes. Yes, you like my number.
No, I, you know what? I thank God that we have a wonderful fan base around the country that loves us enough to have hung in there with us. No matter what we did on Facebook for this past year, they have still found us. You
yes.
know what I mean? And, you know, you can't, our billiard community is a small community.
Yep.
You know, and you can see that there. I watched a video before.
Yep.
Emily Duddy was walking around.
Yep.
Our community is small. And when push comes to shove, and we have somebody that we love who has done so much for the sport, who is an icon, who is battling, you know,
we step it up.
You can't have better people. You
You know, absolutely. And that's what it's about. And, you know, I'm so glad to have brought you on because of that simple fact is that, you know, we make ourselves accessible for a great cause. And that's not just because of Jeanette Lee. It's for any cause. And that's what it's about.
It is.
That's what it's about.
It is.
You know,
our world is small. And when we need, you know, it's so nice to see everybody coming together. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like, you know, you set the competitive nature. That's gone right now.
Yes.
That's gone. And it's about the love of the human being, you
yes.
know, and somebody who has done so much. You know, Jeanette's just done so much, and you know, her kids are young, and I can't talk about her kids because every freaking time I do, I get very choked up and I start crying, and that never fails. Like, I just can't help it, you know. When
yeah.
you're a mom, it goes straight across, and we get it, you know. We just do.
Yeah,
so.
And you guys have been friends for a long time, all of you guys,
yes.
even Ava, Gerda. I was able to see Gerda last weekend, and I hadn't seen her in a year and a half, and we were talking about
oh my
that.
Goodness.
You know, that you guys have been around a long time, and it's so great
yeah.
to see you guys come back as well. And I know that you have been, you know, you for a while, been away for a while from the table, but I know
yeah.
we talked about you were ready to come back, so it's great
yeah.
you know, it's great to see you play, you know.
And yeah, well, it's exciting.
Yeah. So, also, too, do you have any advice that you can give fans out there for the pool game? I mean, honestly, mental, physical, anything.
Man,
like, come
let
on,
me
Yoda.
Just
give us
tell
Yoda
you.
Advice. Give us Yoda advice.
So, I'm going to bring up a girl, and I always do. She's 50 years old. Her name's Brooke, and I give her lessons. And Brooke asked me a long time ago, everybody was like, oh, we need her on our team, you know, on the league. You know, we need her as you know, the lowest on the totem pole. We need her. And I said, Brooke, I'm going to tell you as a coach, do not play. You're not ready. You're not ready. When you're ready, I'll let you know, and you will enjoy. So it was about a year, and I told her, I said, her whole game came together, and I said, you're ready to play. And she has won 9 straight weeks. And she is now second to my ex-husband, who's like, he might as well be a pro, but he's not. You know what I mean?
Good for her.
I just love it. So get lessons.
Yeah.
Learn how to play the game and then enjoy yourself. Like, you know, don't take yourself too seriously. Life is so short, and people take themselves so seriously that they really think they can play. Like, I can really hit a golf ball. I mean, please. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just enjoy the game.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself. Get on a league, play, and you know, support whatever it is that you want to support, like in the pool industry. I just think it's the best. I think it's the best sport ever. I really do.
And that's why you've been around as long as you have in this game, and you've been successful at it.
It's amazing, by the way, Cheryl, that I'm only like 30 and I've been around forever.
You're
you know,
fantastic.
It's amazing.
You are fantastic at 30,
Nate,
right, Nate?
Do not shake your head. I'm watching your face right now.
I was watching the match.
I'm older than LJ, you know that. If she's 30.
32.
Stop it, kitten. Nate, do you have anything to ask LJ? Because this is important, because you've come a long way during the quarantine, been able to stream and be able to provide professional pool players, the viewers, to see them play. So you have an icon. Is there anything that you would like to ask?
And you're a fan, Nate. You know you love me.
The number one. I have two questions. One is going to be a kind of a later question. When are you going to join me on my podcast? Can I get you on?
Yes.
Perfect. So there's, and now question number two, six out.
Hold on, I can't hear.
You gotta talk to the mic.
Oh, can I have the six out?
He wants the six out, LJ.
No.
She flat out No.
I think the first question, because I got a yes, I don't have to add any follow-ups, because everybody just follows.
You'll hear me on your podcast. Oh yeah.
We're gonna talk.
Oh yeah.
A whole bunch about a whole.
And it's gonna be like a different type, right?
We're gonna
like
we'll
oh yeah.
We'll
oh yeah. We're gonna get to the nitty gritty of my life. Oh sure.
All of darkest secrets that you held your entire 30-year career.
And just so you know, LJ, we have a lot of WPBA women that are on watching you. We have Bev Ashton. We have so many professional bullets.
I love Bev and Joanne. They're my favorite.
So what would you like to say to the other lady WPBA players?
I miss you guys, and I can't wait to see you in September.
Yes.
I just miss everybody. I really do.
And she's a great hugger, guys, by the way. If you do see her in person, LJ gives good hugs. She's a good hugger. She's very sweet. You are...
I am. I am. Even through COVID, I gave hugs. I didn't care. I was like, whatever.
Well, anyway. So,
and you have, by the way, there's a lot of players there.
Yes.
There's a lot of support. Yeah. I mean, kudos. I am like, I wish I was there.
We wish you were here, too.
I'm kind of jealous.
Stop it. You can come here anytime. But with consideration, I mean, you know, it was Mother's Day. And you did think about it. You were going to come down. I do know that. But it is Mother's Day, and by all means, it's understandable, you know. Yes, at Brulin's, the last event, we had 96 amateurs. We had 68 players. This tournament, we have 62, I believe. So it's okay. Not half bad. And it's mixed. It's open. We have a bunch of amateurs. We have pros here.
How many women are playing in this event?
Yes, a lot. And it's Peng Last Lady, so it's very inspirational. And
Last Lady, what? Peng Last Lady, when the lady's going to snap it off?
I don't know,
but a lady should snap it off. And Jeanette looked so good.
Oh, fantastic.
Jeanette looked so beautiful, by the way. Tell her, if you see her, if she's there, just give her a hug for her.
Well, give her the message now. Is there anything you would like to speak to her and say?
I would say, Jeanette, you look gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. There is no one who can pull. I don't think anybody who can just come for Kibo and look that good. So I know you're going to do good with this. I know you're going to beat this, and I know that we're going to see you in, I don't know, a few couple years, maybe another year in competition with us again.
Absolutely.
So, I know it. I got to hope for that. I got to hope and pray for that. So yes. All the time.
LJ, thank you so much. We're going to let you get back to your family. I love you, and I will see you in September, my dear.
I love you, too. All right. Bye, guys.
Wait, LJ. You ready? I love you.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do my hand because my phone is, I'm holding my phone. Okay. I'll just do this. Do that. Heart.
I love that heart emoji, see? And I thank you, and happy Mother's Day, LJ.
Bye. Thank you. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Bye, Nate. Smile a little bit. Tell Nate to smile. Like, tell it to smack him or something. All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
So, while all this was happening, when we started that interview,